Kotanchanasmite yasmin. Duskaram sukaram bhavet. Vismite viparitam syat. Si chaitanya namamitam. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his appearance. Sachi Mata had 8 miscarriages. 8 daughters took birth one after another, but just after their birth they all died. So Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra had 10 children, but 8 died right after birth. Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children. Desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. He got a son called Vishwarupa. He was the incarnation of Balaram. Therefore, he was most powerful and highly qualified. Vishwarupa was regularly going and listening to the classes of Advaita Acharya. When he heard his parents were making an arrangement for him to get married, he escaped and took sannyas. The Sarup is part of the Chaturvyuha. And after he left, he merged with Lord Nityananda Prabhu according to the Gaura Chandradaya. They are known as Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world. But here they are known as Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga. Nithai Gaur Premanandi. Krishna entered into the body of Jagannath Mishra in the month of January 1485. That means that was in the womb of his mother for 13 months. Normally pregnancy is 10 months. But in her case it was 13 months. entered into the mind of Jagannath Mishra, to his heart, transferred to the heart of Mother Sachi. Then from her heart took shelter. A Mother Sachi's womb, and then took birth. After 13 months. So when she was expecting her child, she was pregnant, she became very effulgent. And Jagannath Mishra said, wherever I go, people are giving me donations. Normally a poor Brahmana doesn't get so many donations. But here, without even asking, people coming, please take some gold, take some silver, take some food grains. So he's wondering, why is all this good fortune happening for me? Because Lakshmi was providing for them, because the Lord was in their house. It says that people always want to get Lakshmi, but the Lakshmi is known as Chanchala. She doesn't stay fixed in one place, but she always stays fixed in the house where Lord Krishna is being worshipped. So this was happening. So Mother Sachi said, I see beautiful, brilliant celestial beings from outer space, as if they're offering prayers. Jagannath Mishra said, in a dream, I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart, or then it entered your heart. So I understand that soon a great personality will take birth. So they worshipped their Shaligram Shila. They were very happy. The pregnancy was approaching the 13th month. Still there was no sign of delivery of the child. So Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Went to see his grandfather, his father-in-law, Nilambar Chakravarti. He did an astrological calculation. Said, in this very month, at an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. In the year 1407 of the Sakya era, 1486 in the Christian era, in the full moon night, in the evening at the moonrise, that auspicious moment arrived and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. At that time, all the people in the river were in the river taking their bath. And they were chanting, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Hari. So that sound was inundating the whole world. And people were also chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. During the lunar eclipse, up to their waist in water, It was so amazing that everyone was feeling so happy, they were struck with wonder. The Lord appeared at this moment when everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this was like His trick. Appear in the lunar eclipse, He doesn't need the moon, because He's already more beautiful than the moon. Coming in the moon dynasty. And then He came in. So like that, everybody was chanting, even the Muslims were mimicking. Look at these Hindus, they're chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is all this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why are they chanting Hare Krishna? But somehow, in jest, in discussion, or seriously, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna. The ladies were vibrating, Hari Bol! And the heavenly planets, they were dancing in music, and the demigods were also very curious what's going on. All the directions became jubilant, like the waves of the river. Everybody was overwhelmed with bliss. At that moment, at the moonrise, Gaura Hari, He appeared. His name is compared to Uday Giri, where the sun first became visible from India. So He dissipated by rising, just like when the sun comes or the moon comes, then there's light. Now when the light comes, fear of thieves and rogues also goes. So when Lord came, He dissipated the darkness of Kali, of sinful life, and everyone became joyful, chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! In Shantipur, Advaita Gosai was dancing. He was feeling so happy. He took Haridas Thakur with him and they loudly danced and chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nobody understood why Advaita Gosai and Haridas Thakur are dancing, chanting Hari Bol. What was the reason? Nobody knew. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaita Gosai and Haridas went to the river place and took their bath. With great jubilation, since on eclipses it's recommended to give charity, Advaita Gosai also is giving out charity to all kinds of people. Everybody was very blissful. And they saw that the whole world was jubilant. Hari boli niri gana ri gana deya hula huli swarge vajra nitya kori deva kuta huli. So the ladies were chanting Haribol and also Uludwani. Foreign ladies can learn how to do this. Then you'll be doing hula huli. Uludwani. Mentioned here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Acharya Ratna Srivas Thakur overwhelmed with joy. They also went to the Ganges to bath. Their minds were filled with happiness. They chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
They gave charity in this auspicious moment.
Krishna Hari Bol.
So everybody was rejoicing. Demigoddesses came down from the heavenly planets and took the form of ladies, Brahmanal ladies, and they went to see the child. The word was out, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was coming to the, had come to the material world. He was going to give out love of Godhead in this avatar. They wanted to go and see the Lord. They came down disguised. So Mother Sachi was wondering where all these beautiful Brahminical ladies coming from. I don't recognize any of them. So like that. People start coming, give gifts. When they saw the baby, they felt so nice. Not only did they give the charity, but they also, people were chanting, they were dancing, it was a big automatic festival. Nobody knew why everyone's chanting. I saw the baby like golden, molten gold, glaring gold, they were surprised. The wives of Brahma, Shiva, Narsingadev, Indra, Vasishtha Rishi, Ramba, and others came with their valuable gifts. In outer space, the devas, including inhabitants from Siddhalok, Gandharvalok, Charanalok, they offered their prayers. If you stay longer, Charanalok. There was drums, music, professional dancers, musicians, blessers, danced in great jubilation. In those days they had professional blessers. This morning so many people were asking for blessings. I thought I'd become a professional blesser. One lady wanted pure bhakti, okay. Another lady said, I got a stomach ache, give me a blessing. Someone else wanted a blessing for their child. Now someone else wanted bhakti. So they got professional blessers that come to the house where newborn babies are born just to give blessings. Nobody could understand who was coming, who was going. So many people came from foreign countries, foreign places. They were dancing, they were singing. They couldn't even understand each other's languages. You ever find that here at Mayapur Festival? I was saying something to someone this morning. I said in Russian, Shashliva Gora Purnima, which means happy Gora Purnima. She says, Ruski, no English. So much for my Russian. And I said, Shashliva, oh. So this is following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. People came from all over the world. Everyone was jubilant. Everyone was happy. Everyone was dancing. Jagannath, they performed the rituals for the birth of the child. Jagannath Mishra took all the gifts he got and gave it out to the brahmanas, professional singers, dancers, blessers, bhattas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches and charity. Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini, including Acharya Ratna's wife, other ladies, they all came to worship with the baby with vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconut. Advaita's wife came on a palanquin, bringing gold ornaments, armlets, necklaces, anklets, and bangles for the hands. There were tiger nails set in gold, waist decoration of silk, ornaments for the hands and legs, saris, child garments, all silk, gold and silver coins. She was a very aristocratic lady, the wife of the number one brahmana. So she came in a palanquin. She never went in public. She came and presented all her valuable gifts and also auspicious things like dubragas, paddy, gorochana, turmeric, kumkuma, and sandalwood. Gorochana is a special scent that's made from the stomach of the cow. I mean, it comes out naturally, coughs them out, not killing the cow. A whole basket of valuable things were given. Other gifts, food, dresses. But when she saw the child, she became astonished. She saw that this baby looks just like Krishna, except Krishna is golden, is shyama sundar color, bluish black color, and this baby is golden color. Otherwise, exactly like Krishna of Gokula. She saw the effulgence of the baby. She was very pleased. The child was born under a neem tree. Since other children had died, 8 daughters, they wanted to be sure he would live. So they gave him the nickname Nimai. They gave him things from the neem tree, which protects one from subtle entities. Like this, there's so many different festivals were held, little celebrations for the appearance. Another thing happened on Gaur Purnima. When in Janudvip, Janamuni remanifested the Ganges from his knee, and she became known as Janavi. Then she went up to somewhere in this area between the birthplace and this area. She came up and she stopped. So Bhagirath Maharaj was very frustrated. What happened? Again now the river has stopped. How am I going to take the Ganges down to my forefathers' ashes so they can be delivered? So then he prayed to her and she said, I'm stopping here because it's almost Gaur Purnima. And on Gaur Purnima, anyone who's in Mayapur gets love of Godhead. Especially those who bathe in my waters here. So, but I'm waiting to see Gaur Purnima, then I go. So even millions of years ago, this Purnima, this Titi, was a very special Titi. The Ganga was waiting for the appearance and anniversary of Lord Chaitanya. And when Gaur Purnima came, she took off and headed towards the Sagar Island. So that's why we recommend that people, see, they should bathe in the Ganges on this holy day, but very carefully. Won't you all go back and preach? Who's the next speaker? So, if Hari's, I mean, Shri Kirti Prabhu, for Houston. And this holy day, is mine. This holy day of Gaur Purnima festival, it's a time to. Good day to give charity, to celebrate. Today we're giving out prasadam also. This is a day of celebration. You can see how spontaneously Shivas, Chandrasekhar, Advaita, everyone was feeling so blissful. They didn't know even why. Maybe Advaita Acharya knew why. But they don't know exactly why, but somehow they're feeling so blissful by the Lord's coming. And that's the wonderful nature of Lord Chaitanya's appearance that makes everyone happy. I got interviewed by 5 television stations so far this morning. And everybody says, what's your message? Why is this happening? Because usually people are throwing color at each other and that's how they get happy today. But inside here, there's no color. So they wondered, how is it everybody's happy? How do you observe holy? So, this is the secret. Lord Chaitanya came to make the whole world happy. And the more we can spread the message of Lord Chaitanya, the more that people will be happy. The more that they're happy spiritually, the more that the world will become a completely better place to live in. We can bring in the golden age that was predicted in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Hare Krishna.